I'm Colin Kelly. Welcome to Social Media Today. Now, he's about to enter the busiest 24 hours of the year, but at Official Santa still had time to tweet today, building up more than 150,000 followers as he prepares to leave the North Pole to deliver everyone's presents. As if I don't have enough to do, he said, Mrs. Claus has just asked me to go and clean the bathroom before the in-laws get here. At Official Santa is promising regular updates through the night tomorrow. Now, there's a battle going on in the retail sector with high street shops and shopping centres fighting for customers and trying to tempt us in with discounts. Let's compare at Brayhead, at Shop Silverburn and at Glasgow Fort. Now, the Fort has experienced a big surge in followers since mid-November. It leads now. It's just short of 2,000 and that's been helped a lot by their Christmas tweets competition. But if you compare the three, you'll notice that at Glasgow Fort says a lot more than the other two. It retweets what people say and it's got a more down-to-earth, engaging tone. The others are getting it right in places, but just don't do enough of it. They could all learn a lot, though, from at Glasgow Shopping. That is the official Twitter feed for the Buchanan Galleries. It comes in with 3,400 followers and does it very well indeed. It's a slightly different story over on Facebook. Brayhead actually has about six times as many followers on Facebook as it does on Twitter. Silverburn has got about 3,500 on Facebook, and the Fort has 4,000, but they all have a massive number of check-ins, which they should be trying to capitalise on 2012. And even Europe's biggest shopping centre, the Metro Centre in Gateshead, they are at Metro Centre Shop, they only have 3,500 Twitter followers. Now, one to keep an eye on, US hosting giant GoDaddy is facing a boycott from some customers. This is because of its support for planned anti-piracy laws in America. Activists want customers to transfer web hosting away from the company. GoDaddy responded via social media with a blog post explaining its position. It insisted business hasn't been affected, but here's what people are picking up on. The comments on that blog post are now turned off. So maybe it has got to them. A whole weekend of football action still to come before Celtic and Rangers play each other on Wednesday, but the excitement's already building, with hashtag Old Firm Memories trending in Glasgow today. Fans have been sharing their favourite moments from previous encounters. Expect that one to grow in the coming days. A different mood in Edinburgh, which showed big support for at Tetley underscore Teafolk and their hashtag Free Tea Friday competition. This offered a year's supply of Tetley tea for one lucky retweeter. Now, today's social media tip: if you've been using the TweetDeck iPhone app and having trouble rearranging the columns or even deleting ones you don't want anymore, it's that easy, but they don't tell you. You just need to pinch the screen in and that lets you take control and rearrange things. Quote of the day comes from celebrity Twitter power user at Jenny Faulkner, who gave her 98,000 followers updates on her Christmas getaway journey. Fun journey so far, she said, but taking a turn for the worse now, as at Midgley has forgotten how to get to his mum's, and she used the hashtag lost in Bradford. One to follow now, have a look at OMG Facts. You can amaze your friends and family with this over Christmas with some unbelievable trivia. For example, today they told us that the longest joke in the world is over 10,000 words long, and they tweeted a link so you can read it. Here's hoping it doesn't come out your Christmas cracker, or it could be a long day on Sunday. If you've spotted anything on social media you think deserves a mention, let me know. Email Colin at colinkelly.net. And until tomorrow, remember, Facebook walls have ears and very long memories.